الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وصحابته فمن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. يقول الإمام النووي رحمه الله تعالى: Dear brothers and sisters، Imam Nawawi رحمه الله تعالى says in the second chapter of repentance، وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من تاب قبل أن تطلع الشمس من مغربها تاب الله عليه. رواه مسلم. In this hadith, hadith number 17 of رياض الصالحين، Imam An-Nawawi reported this hadith, which is agreed upon, and it is on the authority of Abu Hurairah رضي الله تعالى عنه، who said that من تاب قبل أن تطلع الشمس، whoever repents before the sun rises from the west, Allah will forgive him and will accept his repentance. And this is a great reward from Allah Ta'ala, great thing that causes us to repent to Allah Ta'ala. It causes us to repent to Allah Ta'ala and seek forgiveness. As he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that whoever repents before the sun rises from the west, then sahih illa sallim ar rasul ma sallim wa'ad sallim الرجال ده وسلم عليك سلام عيش. So we repent before the sunrise. Last session we said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah تعالى extends His hand in the night so that the one who committed sin in daytime will be forgiven, will be able to repent and forgiven. And Allah Ta'ala extends His hand in the day for that who ever committed sin in the night to repent, and his repentance will be accepted. This will continue up until the sun rises from the west. Here again, on this hadith of Abu Hurairah, same thing. And on the hadith number 18 of Riyad al-Salihin, a hadith that Imam An-Nawawi reported, which is found in the book of At-Tirmidhi, and it is a good narration. On the thought of Abu Abd al-Rahman, عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنهما، who said that from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that he صلى الله عليه وسلم said إن الله عز وجل يقبل توبة العبد ما لم يغرق. This is very important. Allah تعالى verily Allah تعالى will continue accepting the repentance of one of you or meaning one slave unless he, the slave, gargles. See, gargles. Gargles here in Arabic, they have translated exactly like in Arabic. It is when the soul leaves the body. When the soul leaves the body, you see that the person, yani, gives a sound like the sound of gargles. Like that. When he's dying. As because the soul is leaving the body. So, the repentance will continue accepted. As until the person is in that stage, meaning khalas. Because when the person is doing the gargle of the soul because of the soul leaving the body, that is the time when he has seen many of the unseen at that time. He sees the angels, he sees everything, khalas. That is the no return time. No return. Right? So, if you continue to do the forgiveness, seeking for forgiveness and repentance, this will be a kind of protection for you. Even if you die unable to repent from some sins, because you continuously seeking for forgiveness and continuously repenting, all the sins continuously being removed and erased and forgiven. Except for the remaining small amount, if you were not able to repent before you die. So this means that you will have to continue seeking for forgiveness, and you will continue repent to Allah Ta'ala. To Allah Ta'ala. And then he ended up this chapter by, no, this is not the end of the chapter. There are another hadith. He said in the hadith number 19, عن جر بن حبيش قال أتيت صفوان بن عسار رضي الله عنه. جر بن حبيش is one of the students of the Sahaba. They said he was a companion, but he did not hear from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم no hadith. He said, I came to Safwan ibn Asal, one companion, رضي الله عنه, called Safwan, the son of Asal. أسأله عن المسحي على الخفين. I came to him asking him about wiping over the socks of the khuf, the shoe. فقال ما جاء بك يا زر. Safwan ibn Asal asked Zir, what made you to come? What brought you? For what reason you came? Zir said, ابتغاء العلمي, I came only for seeking knowledge. And then he said, for that verily the angels put their wings for the student of knowledge as a way of greeting, as a way of showing the happiness for that this person seeking knowledge. So when you seek the knowledge, the angels will put their wings down as a welcoming, because they like the person who seeks knowledge. Because once you seek knowledge, you are getting the light, and then you are going to spread this light of Allah. You're going to spread the light. Now, and then he said, فَقُلْتُ إِنَّا قَدْ حَكَّ بِصَدْلِيَ الْمَسْعَى الْخُفَيْهِ. He said, I had a kind of doubt in my chest about why خفين, the socks. بعد الغائط والبول, after getting to the toilet, discharging, يعني dirt, after discharging dirt, urine and stuff. He said, is it possible after that we make wudu and wipe over the socks, the خف؟ قال وكنت امرئا من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فجئت كسل. Then he said to him, Zir said to Safwan, and because you were one of the companions of Rasulullah ﷺ, I came to ask you, have you heard anything of that from the Prophet ﷺ? Asar said, yes. كَانَ يَأْمُرُنَا إِذَا كُنَّا سَفَرًا أَوْ مُسَافِرِينَ أَلَّا نَنْزَعَ خِفَافَنَا ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ وَلَيَرِيهِنَّ إِلَّا مِنْ جَنَابَةٍ لكن من غائط وبول ونار. حسن صحيح. He said that yes, I hear something from about the ruling of wiping over the socks or the shoes or whatsoever. He said, we were one time with the Prophet ﷺ in a journey of travel, and he then commanded us not to remove our khuf, meaning like the socks, for 3 days and nights. This means from the time you have put your feet in with complete wudu, and you have done the wudu completely, then on your shoes. So you from there, you don't start from there, but you put them on. Okay, now let's say Fajr, before you go to work, you have wudu, and then you put on your socks, your shoes, and you want to walk. The whole salah came. Between Fajr and Dhuhr, you have gone to the toilet for urinating or whatsoever. Or you bath air. Right? Now, when Dhuhr comes, what kind of thing you need to do? Remove your socks and wash your feet? No. You can do that, no problem, but it is not obligatory. You are allowed to wipe over the socks. And now, from that time Dhuhr, when you have the first wudu with wiping, you count, if you are not traveling, you count 5 prayers. You count 5 prayers. And you count 15 prayers. After that time. That time is the first. It is the first time you wipe. From the first time you wipe, if you are traveling, you count 15 prayers. Obligatory prayers. If you are not traveling, you are resident, then 5 prayers. Okay? Not necessarily to begin with Fajr, but you begin with the first prayer that you wipe before getting to the Salah. That is the first time. So, this here means, yani, the relation of this to the book of repentance is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught them this, and wudu is one of the ways of repentance. One of the ways of repentance is to go to salah. That is one way of repentance. And inshallah ta'ala we continue on the next Sunday inshallah. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. Na'am. Yes, go ahead.
Regarding our subject, which we are
question. Okay. Now, here is a question, says, can one keep on saying Astaghfirullah without counting, or he should stick to the number indicated in the hadith? So doing, will one be considered as doing enough istighfar, the number in the hadith, which is 170, that is the minimum. But if you do more, of course it is better. Of course it is better. Not necessarily to count, but if you can do more, that is better. If you cannot do more, on the 70 or 100 days, that is inshallah enough. Allahu a'lam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.